Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
In a way, the whole trend of events made it easier. I wasn't cramped anymore. I was free from the restrictions of military intelligence. I had cuts on the inside keeping me posted, and I had Peter Ridgway, Digby Mitchell, and the Frenchman Paul Bonnet to help if the going got sticky on the outside. And taking the course of affairs one by one, I'd better tell you at this stage what I was doing to make sure Demetrius came out of hiding again and put in an appearance at Bookman Sanatorium. He obviously couldn't get near to recover the Gestapo loot while it was guarded day and night, so the guard had to be taken off. There was only one way to do this. Colonel Fentress had to be made to believe that Demetrius had escaped, the loot had gone with him, and the chase, as far as this country was concerned, was over. So I went to see a friend of mine, an ex-RAF man who ran a charter service with his own planes. He owed me a lot, this fellow, so I hadn't much trouble persuading him to do what I wanted. After 12 hours, I'd laid out the plan to Ridgway, Mitchell, and Bonnet, and things began to move. We made use of Eustace Manley, the informer, and a nightclub called Penny's. It was at Penny's that my RAF chap started spreading his story. His name was Fagan, by the way, and he looked the part. You know, thin face, big bushy moustache, the perfect.
I say, shake it up there. There's a good fellow. You had to spend all night mixing a daiquiri.
Here we are, sir.
Oh, good show. Good show. Hi there.
How do you do?
Well, I'm not butting in, am I?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't care for one of these, would you?
Oh. Well, thanks very much. What is it?
They've rum in them. And these lads will knock you fair on the bassinet. My name's Fagan. You wouldn't happen to be an ex-RAF type, would you?
As a matter of fact, yes.
What's your name?
Manninley. Eustace Manninley. I had a wing, you know. POW most of the time. Stalagluf 3.
Oh, yeah? Oh, extraordinary. Yeah, put it there. Rally round, Charlie. Rally round. The mixture is before. This is a good show, Manninley. Jolly good show.
Hey, you look as though you're celebrating or something. Now, are you?
Manninley, old boy. You can bet your sweet life I
am. What? Someone die or something? I always say there's only one thing to celebrate, and that's getting the old fingertips on some money.
And that, my son, is just what I am celebrating. Come here. Cure me.
I wouldn't mind getting my hands on a few quid.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, actually, I'm a writer. Freelance, you know, nothing in it.
You should be in with me.
Oh, really?
Now, let me tell you. You know what I picked up between dawn this morning and, let me see, what is it? 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, who asked?
I've asked. Not pennies, not shillings, not dollars, but quids. In 14 hours, I picked up 5,000 quid.
What did you do? Rub Aladdin's lamp or something?
Well, keep it strictly under your head, old boy, and I'll tell you. You know, I wouldn't go screaming about this to anyone, but next time, like yourself, you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, of course, naturally. I wouldn't breathe a word, you know.
Well, I'll tell you. I run a smallish charter service from Blackwood Common in Wales, you know?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, you know the sort of thing. A couple of Ansons, a D.H. Dove, and a converted Bristol brigand for anything really fast. Well, anyway, this chap showed up at about 5 this morning. There were two of them. Odd sort of blokes. They wanted to fly to a certain aerodrome in France. Well, the first thing I did was to ask them about the customs and their papers, but the skipper of the two didn't say a word.
Oh, not a word?
Not a word. He just hauled out this fantastic wad of notes and peeled off 5,000. Then he said, France. No questions asked. Well, naturally, man, and the old boy, a chap's not a crook, but 5,000. I shoved a wrist lock and a half Nelson on my conscience, warmed up the brigand, and took off for France. Now I'm back again and in the market for a sweet, a buxom, a blonde.
Well, what extraordinary luck. Here am I, a bare half jump ahead of the tax gatherers. The beggars closing in every day.
Well, I'm glad to lend you 50 if it's any good.
Oh, would you really, old boy? Frightfully decent
of you. Not at all, only too pleased. By Godfrey, Manninley, it was luck, you know. Any cove with a plane could have picked up that 5,000. The most extraordinary pair of characters they were, too. One of them looked something like those Hun generals. Distinguished sort of waller in a frosty way. And the other chap, by Godfrey. The most sinister piece of work you ever set eyes on. Shortish, fat chap, like a toad. Black hair, eyes like a spider.
Was the distinguished fellow rather fair?
Yes, matter of fact. Don't tell me you know.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just an idea I had, eh?
Oh. And the German General Waller had the most monotonous tune on his brain. And the blighter whistled it all the way to France. Got on my nerves, I can tell you. If it hadn't been for the 5,000 quid, I'd have told him to shut up.
It does sound odd, I'm bound to agree. Oh, still, why should you care?
Well, I couldn't care less. Have another drink. The only trouble is that darn tune stuck in my head, now. It went like this.
Yes, yes, that would rather get on your nerves, wouldn't it? Oh, well, Lou. Well, thanks. Thanks for the drinks and the 50. I'll be here tomorrow.
You're not off, are you?
Oh, I'm frightfully sorry. I have to bolt.
Oh, well, cheerio. You know, this is a binge that's liable to go on and on. Almost bound to see you again. Up the ramp.
Well, up the ramp. Cheerio, Fagin.
I'm so glad to see you, Keane. I had a ghastly time with Colonel Fentress, and then when he let me go, I couldn't get hold of you.
Oh, it's all right, darling. This thing will straighten itself out in time.
Are you furious with me for coming here to your flat?
Oh, don't be absurd.
Now, Keane, when I'm in your arms, nothing seems to matter. I'm frantic being alone so much, and it seems to go on and on. Oh, Keane, I didn't ask to get mixed up in this awful business.
None of us did, Hedy.
I'm afraid to take a job at night, and it's all I can do, sing in nightclubs. But with those men who follow me all the time, I just can't bear it, Keane. Why should everyone but you suspect me?
Circumstance, Hedy. And the fact that they don't love you, as I do.
Keane, just trying to fill in time, sitting about my flat all day and all night, I can't put up with it any longer. Could I come here oftener, even when you're out?
I wish you would, darling.
I wouldn't feel so appallingly lonely then. Oh, Keane, say I can come here. You could take me home every night, but most of the time I could be here.
Oh, I'm a fool. I should have asked you to come here before, but, well, you know what it's been. Oh, sorry, Hedy. Move your arm slightly. There's a pet. Hello?
Keane?
Uh-huh.
Listen, it's Jerry Fagin. He went for it hook, line, and his eyes are blue.
Melanie?
Yeah. He made sure he put the bite on me for 50, but when I gave him that whistling drill, he shot off like a hare. I must have got it right.
Good man. Where are you?
In the Hyde Park Hotel.
Well, don't go out. Within 3 hours, Fentress will be after you, and I don't want anything held up, not for a minute.
Leave it to me. You should be hearing from Manley any minute, but I wanted to get in first.
Cheerio. I'll let you know what happens. Well, there you are, Hedy. Now you can put your arm back.
Keane, now that you've been taken off this Demetrius business, couldn't we...
I'll never be off the hunt for Demetrius till he's caught, Hedy. Never.
But why? Why must you run more risks and more risks, never knowing where it will end?
Because of you, I think, Hedy. They have to be shown they were wrong. Fentress, the Ridgeways, Cuts.
But won't they be shown, whoever catches Demetrius?
Oh, no. He's mine.
Oh, well, I won't mind so much. Not really. Now that I'll be here every day. Keane, what is it? You're waiting for something. I can feel you're tense. Now, darling, what is it? Can't we ever relax, just you and I?
One day, perhaps. Ah. Keane speaking.
This is Eustace Manningley.
Oh, yes?
I've just found out something terribly important for you.
What?
Where can I see you?
Tell me now, on the phone.
Oh. Unless you can let me have 50 over the phone.
Oh, don't fool about Manningley. If you've anything worthwhile, you'll be paid and you know it. What have you found?
Well, just by the merest luck, man the club. His name was Fagin.
I don't care if his name was Nebuchadnezzar. Get on with it.
Well, all right, you don't have to be so rude. Well, this man, Fagin, flew Demetrius and Yachty Bloom to France this morning. Early. They had a great cabin trunk with them, and they paid him £5,000 and no questions asked.
Listen, are you listening?
Of course I'm listening.
I've nothing more to do with that affair now. Get hold of Colonel Fentress at the embankment. If you want to be paid, don't close your eyes till you've passed that on to Colonel Fentress.
Do
Do you understand?
Yes, but how do I know...
That's what you were waiting for, isn't it, Keane?
Yes. I have to go out, Hady. I have to get hold of Peter Ridgway. Will you wait for me here?
Can't you tell me?
The less you know about it, the better. Where's my hat? Now, I won't be long. Just wait, there's the darling.
Is he really going? Or is this a trap? His car was outside. Yes. Yes, he's getting into it. No. He's really going somewhere. Oh, I'm not even sure of Keane anymore. It's Hady here. Yes, from Keane's flat. Oh, it couldn't have been easier. We can communicate from here. I'll be practically living here from now on. Yes, but you still have to be terribly careful. Keane hasn't given up and there's something going on. No, let me tell you. What are you doing here?
While I was heading for Peter Ridgway that night, while Hady was making her interrupted phone call, while the machinery turned over smoothly to take the guard off the sanatorium, Demetrius and Yachty Bloom were almost ready to strike again. I could feel things coming to a head, and I was right. It wasn't long before we met again.
Who overheard Hades' conversation with Demetrius? Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.